This is North Shore Today for Marathon Monday, April 17, 2017. John Castelluccio writes in today's Salem News, "No more billboards. If there ever were a plaintive cry from Peabody City councilors, that would be it," according to Castelluccio. Councilors are trying to ensure that that soon becomes a reality. Two separate motions came from the council earlier this month. The first, to have City Solicitor Michael Smrzynski draft language to permanently ban any future billboards from cropping up. And second, for Smrzynski to review the current billboard regulations to remove any loopholes by which advertising companies could add extra screens or make other unwanted alterations. City Councilor Tom Walsh is quoted as saying, "I suggest we make the moratorium permanent and make it clear that the city will no longer entertain any new applications." The council is scheduled to take up the matter in committee on April 27. A number of the signs along the city stretch of Route 1 and 128 became highly controversial, none more than the 70-foot billboard that towered over Lowell Street near I-95 and Route 1. The city finally prevailed on that one in court, and Total Outdoor agreed to take it down in exchange for erecting another billboard elsewhere on Route 1. Much more on this story, written by John Castelluccio in today's Salem News. Julie Manganis writes in today's Salem News, "A town employee in Ipswich was injured Sunday morning by a falling tree while taking part in the cleanup from a 25-acre brush fire that occurred on Saturday off Pine Swamp Road. The incident occurred shortly before 10:30 a.m. Sunday, officials said, during what is known as overhaul of the fire scene. The injured worker was identified as a 46-year-old Gloucester man who works for the Ipswich Public Works Department. A medical helicopter that landed at Bilek Park flew the injured man to Massachusetts General Hospital. His injuries described by police as serious, but not life-threatening." More on this story by Julie Manganis in today's Salem News. Gayla Colley writes on itemlive.com, "After more than a year of negotiations, the Swampscott Education Association, SEA, or the Teachers Union, and the school committee have come to an agreement on a three-year teacher's contract with a 3.5% raise. The union successfully ratified the agreement 2 weeks ago, which was unanimously approved by the school committee last Wednesday. The contract outlines a 1% retroactive raise for the 2016-17 school year, 1% for 2017-18, and a 1.5% increase for 2018-19. Superintendent Pamela Angelakis is quoted as saying in an email, "I couldn't be happier that the teacher's contract was ratified unanimously by the school committee. The contract includes an early retirement incentive, which was sought by both sides, and the creation of a health and safety advisory committee," according to Karen Marshall, school committee chairwoman. She said the committee was on the minds of many people, including teachers, parents, and the rest of the school district, to keep the health and safety of everybody in our buildings in mind. The school committee will be made up of one SEA representative from each building. The committee, rather, not school committee, but the new committee, will be made up of one SEA representative from each building and up to five appointees by Angelakis, according to the contract. Again, much more on this story in today's Item Live, story written by Gayla Colley. Ray Lamont writes in today's Gloucester Times, "The newly licensed taxicab company that had sought to be ferrying Gloucester residents around the city by March is undergoing a change of ownership before the first cab hits the streets. The potential new owner says he's optimistic the company will have at least two of its licensed four cars up and running by May 1 under the name Fisherman Taxi. Tom Taliadoris, who is part of a petition to take over ownership of the company, its vehicles, and license from Sandra Johnson, is quoted as saying, "We're hoping to have a third car cleared and on the road, but we're looking to be out there by May 1. The city's licensing commission, consisting of city clerk Joanne Sinos, interim police chief John McCarthy, and fire chief Eric Smith, will hear a request Thursday from Johnson to transfer ownership of her newly formed Polaris Transportation LLC and North Star Taxi and Livery Company to Taliadoris, who works at Tony Talley's Auto Sales and Service on Essex Avenue, owned by his father, Tony." Again, the Gloucester Licensing Commission will be discussing this on Thursday, April 20 at 8:30 a.m. at the City Hall First Floor Committee Room in the City Council Committee Room, Gloucester City Hall, 9 Dale Avenue. More on this story, of course, in today's Gloucester Times, story written by Ray Lamont. This is North Shore Today.